It's a beautiful summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the warm side, and our humidity levels are generally quite pleasant. However, it is starting to turn a little bit more humid. In fact, it's turning muggier across the far north first. What's happening is high pressure is drifting its way through New England and then off the New England coast, and that's allowing more humid air to work its way into western New York and the Great Lakes area, and some of that more humid air has worked its way into the north country through the day. And moving into tonight, the weather picture will remain quiet, with that high pressure area still holding on, so we're looking at mainly clear to partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer than the past couple of nights, running mainly in the 60s, so we'll start to see a little warmer and more humid weather trend as the night moves along. Some areas of locally dense fog are once again likely late at night and first thing tomorrow morning. And moving into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area continues to work its way off to the east. That's going to help to push in warmer and more humid air. So temperatures tomorrow will reach well up into the 80s. A few spots may come close to the 90 degree mark tomorrow afternoon. And as we move through the day, we'll see a cold front move closer. That will approach from the west. So increasing clouds through the day, and there's the chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, especially north and west of the capital region. Then as we move into tomorrow night, we will all see the chance of scattered showers and storms as that front draws closer. Tomorrow night will be very humid as well, so it'll be more uncomfortable for sleeping. And then on Saturday, we'll still have the chance for some showers and storms as that front crosses the region. It turns less humid behind the front on Sunday, so that is our weekend pick. A quick check in the tropics, where Earl came ashore in Belize early this morning as a hurricane. The storm has weakened over land, and it continues to bring very heavy rain to portions of Mexico, Belize, and Guatemala. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower or storm, very warm and turning more humid with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower or storm, very warm and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm and turning more humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm and turning more humid, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. And on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, with highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.